Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Good. It's so good to see you here. I'm glad that you're here today. Well, and what's that?
Tired.
Well, I was worried somebody wasn't going to say that because it's every Sunday. How are you? Tired. It's fine, but I'm still glad you're here. It's great to have you here. Hey, in today's gospel lesson today, Jesus gets asked a question. Ask, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus says, well, just love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And then the guy asks a really important question. Who is my neighbor? Do you have any neighbors?
Yeah.
Do you like your neighbors?
Yeah. I have a friend that's...
You sounded a little qualified there. Yeah. Okay, so you have a friend?
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. How do you know they're a good neighbor?
Well, because they respect me.
They respect you.
I respect them.
You respect them.
And
I think 2 out of 3 is not bad. Well done. Children's sermon over. See y'all later. Yeah. Well, do you always know if somebody's a good neighbor? Not always. It's hard to know, right? So I brought along my neighbor testing kit, which is right here. So, you know, neighbors, I feel like we sometimes think neighbors should be a certain way, right? I love what you said. Respect you, respect one another. Great stuff. Well, I like making boxes. So this is a box I made for our shop. And I think sometimes we like our neighbors to fit into a certain box. We like our neighbors sometimes to act a certain way or look a certain way, but they don't always show up. So I made this box to put parts in. And so I thought, well, this is great. I'll make the box exactly this size. Every box will be the same. The only problem is, what do I do now? It doesn't fit, does it?
So, I know.
Do you know what to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so we just take the parts of the neighbor that we like.
Yeah.
That's so, I would have never thought of that. That's really good. Yeah, and then we just leave the stuff we don't like in the container. We just sort of put it over here and go, yeah. Now we have a neighbor. Isn't that a great neighbor? Well, that could be one way to do it. There's one problem, though. Our neighbors don't like to be taken apart. They're funny that way. So we put the neighbor back together, and I thought of another way we could maybe make the neighbor work and fit into our box. What do you think it might be?
Get a bigger box.
You could get a bigger box. I hadn't thought of that. I was thinking maybe, so like when I was thinking maybe we could just push the neighbor through a funnel. Is that working?
No.
No. Well, let's see. Let's figure out how big our box is. Is it big enough? Let's see. It's a 10 and a half. Typical me. It's not really 10 and a half. It's 10 and 5/8. And it's 3 and less than a half. It's imperfect. And if you look at it really carefully, it's not quite square. So there might be another way to deal with our neighbor. What if we just got rid of the box? What if we just let our neighbor? Yes!
Oh yeah, now it fits anywhere.
Exactly! It turns out our neighbor really never needed to fit in the box anyway. And it turns out sometimes our boxes for our neighbors are way too small. They can't even begin to contain everything about our neighbor. And I think, I love what you said earlier, that how do we know somebody's our neighbor? Well, we respect one another, we love one another, we are kind to one another. Those are all things that we don't need a box for. We don't even need them to be like we want them to be. We don't have to be the color we want them to be. They don't have to be the same political stripe, because I know, like, you're all, aren't you all communists? None of that. And the reason Jesus tells us is because we're called to love one another as God has already loved us. And there is no box big enough that we can make for that love. So maybe take a different look at our neighbor. And maybe we'll find someone we didn't expect and make a new friend. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places. You guys are awesome.